rock and roll music, libertarian talk. Rock and roll, help life.
Broadcasting worldwide via the internet out of the region formerly known as the United States, now known as FEMA Region 4, Dalton, Georgia. You're listening to the RockRoll100FM.com's podcast, The Atheist Show. And now here's your host, Anthony Stone. Hell yeah.
Hello everyone and welcome to podcast number 9, and it seems the witch hunt is still going on. It has now moved to Sean Hannity. They took down Bill O'Reilly, now it's time for Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity accused of sexually harassing Fox News contributor. And it is Kelly Wheel, The Daily Beast, Sunday, April 23rd, 2017. Sean Hannity is the latest Fox News personality facing allegations of sexual harassment. During a Friday interview with Tulsa, Oklahoma-based radio host Pat Campbell, former Fox News contributor Debbie Schrushel accused Hannity of inviting her to his hotel room before and after a debate with a pro-Palestinian guest in Detroit. Schrushel said she rejected Hannity's alleged advances and that she was never invited on his show again. Schrushel and Hannity were scheduled to speak together at the Detroit show. Schrushel said, but before the show, Hannity alleged invited her to an event at a nearby bookstore. He had some event at a bookstore where he signed his book for people standing in line. He asked me to come meet him at the book sign, Schrushel said on Campbell's show. So I met him, and there it was, very awkward. He had me up there with him while he signed books, and I felt very weird. Those people don't know me, and they didn't come to see me. They didn't come for me to sign their books. Then I left to get ready for the show, and he said, why don't you come back with me to my hotel? And I said, no, I have to get ready for the show. Shortly before the show, Hannity alleged told Schrushel they would team up against another panelist, but Schrushel told Campbell that the move was a head fake against her. Sean came up to me and said, we're going to double team, which was a weird phrase in parentheses. This Palestinian guy that I was up against on the show, Schrushel said. And then every time I tried to open my mouth and say something, they yelled at me and said, obey your host. You can't say anything else. We're going to shut off your microphone. After the show, Schrushel claims that Hannity made another advance on her. My dad and my brother were there in the green room, Schrushel said, claiming that Hannity tried to get me to go back with him to the hotel after the show. Schrushel claimed she rejected the offer a second time and was not invited on any future programs. After that, I was booked on the show again, and he called me and yelled at me, Schrushel, I got a very weird feeling about the whole thing. And I kind of knew I wouldn't be back on the show. In a statement to the Daily Beast, Hannity denied Schrushel's allegations and accused her of seeking attention. Let me be clear. The comments about me on a radio show this week by an individual are 100% false and complete fabrication, Henry wrote. This individual is a serial harasser who has been lying about me for well over a decade. The individual has a history of making up privately false statements against me in an effort to slander and smear and besmirch my reputation. The individual has not just slandered me over the years, but many people who this individual disagrees with, Hannity wrote. The individual desperately seeks attention by any means necessary, including making unfounded personal attacks and using indefensible and outrageous political rhetoric. He went on to threaten legal action against Struzel. My patience with this individual is over. I have retained a team of some of the finest and toughest lawyers in the country who are now in the process of laying out legal course of action we will be taken against this individual. In a fiercely divided and vindictive political climate, I will no longer allow slander and lies about me to go unchallenged. As I see a cooperated effort afoot to now silence those with the conservative views, I fight for every single lie about me by all legal means available to me as an American. And I agree with Hannity there. This is the same kind of attack that was going on for Bill O'Reilly. They're on a mission to take down everybody who made sure that Hillary Clinton doesn't get in the office. So this is just a Democratic crazy attack, probably by Hillary herself. So this is our first segment of the podcast, and I'll be back in a little bit.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Okay, we are back. And you know the good news about Bill O'Reilly is no, I don't like Bill O'Reilly. He's reported to be a jerk and asshole and everything else. But the left is trying to take down all conservative talk radio, so for that sake, I am glad he's decided to stick around and do his own podcast. That's what I always encourage, whether you like people or whether you don't. You always have the right to speak. Even those idiots from the left have a right to speak. But I guess in a way we should probably give them a taste of their own medicine. I say since Donald Trump is in control of the White House, I think he ought to appoint people in the FCC that will target them. Since they are targeting people, I mean, why don't we turn their game around on them? I mean, I'm sorry, Lelf, but if you're going to play that dirty, so I guess we should, too. I mean, you're trying to silence our talk. You're doing it through Google and Facebook and Twitter and whatever else means. And when you can't do that, you go fake up sexual harassment cases. This feminist movement went way too far. I tell you, this country is in trouble. We're not even going to have a country here before you know it. We're already like the Soviet Union. I mean, calling Donald Trump mentally insane and wanting to... you're not allowed to diagnose him that way. I'm not a doctor, but I always tell my opinion when I think somebody's a mental case. But it's always just that, an opinion. When these doctors are out here making diagnosis of someone they haven't even seen, like Donald Trump, that's going too far. That was a very interesting news segment and podcast I had for number 8. I'm not going to go into the full details, but it was basically about robots. Now, about the sex robot things, I'm going to give a little bit of opinion here. I don't think they should be making them in the form of animals or children or anything like that. Maybe a fictional characters. I don't know. Maybe you should allow that. or whatever they want to fantasize about, but I think we should draw the line at children and animals. I wanted to make that clear, because there's a push to, for that, for the pedophile world, and it's disgusting, and it's sickening, and I think pedophilia needs to be addressed by castration. That's the only cure for them. They're not going to be rehabilitated, and they're going to continue to molest children or even fantasize about molesting children. But I guess you can't go after them for thought crime. But any that's convicted and actually arrested, and they should be castrated. That should be the way they deal with them. I know that's a harsh punishment, but that'll stop it forever. And if that don't stop them, cut off their hands and feet and their tongues. I know I'm being barbaric here. I'm being like Mr. Dracula. But that's the only way to deal with a pedophile. We do not need to be appeasing them by making them robotic animals and robotic kids. So I say no to that. I said I'm pretty liberal when it comes to those subjects about the robots. I think a person should be able to have a robot for whatever they want it for. If that's what they want it for, have at it. But I draw the line at pedophilia and bestiality. I'm just not going to support that. That's disgusting. That's sick. That's demented. And on my end, I'm more interested in the robot aspect about, like, you know, the Jetsons. They had that assistant, that silver assistant with its little apron on, a little square head. I don't know how I would have mine designed, but as a disabled person, that would be my interest in robots. But I discussed many aspects about that situation or that subject on my last podcast, and if you want to go hear it. But I give a warning, parental advisory is suggested. Hope if you did listen to it, I hope you enjoyed it, because it was a pretty interesting episode. I discussed time travel, I discussed many of things during that little bit of however long I talked. 30 plus minutes. I think it was heading towards 40 minutes when I put it together. This attack on conservative radio, it isn't only just there. Like they take your advertisers down too. Like they targeted Rush Limbaugh. And they targeted Michael Savage. Now they're targeting Alex Jones via the AdSense on YouTube and MySpace. Google. I don't know why I said MySpace. It used to be the thing. Now it's not even hardly discussed. So, we just got to stand up against these tyrants. They are trying to take down freedom of speech, and I know I'm a broken record, but I'm going to keep saying it until we stir up enough people to say enough is enough. And that's just the way things go. I mean, left, I think we need to start fighting back. I think if you start banning us, I think we need to start trying to ban y'all. Because, I don't really even like saying that. But you people are radical. You people are communist. You people aren't even left. You're communists. You're Stalin-esque communists. That's exactly what you are. You're Lenin. You're Stritsky. You're all of them. You're all of them. You and your movements. Like Berkeley, for instance. It used to be the centerpiece for free speech. Now it's the centerpiece of pussyism. You're a bunch of pussies. You're trampling. Of course, when I heard who's running it, Janet Napolitano. I think I'm going to bring back Big Sis is watching you specifically for this episode. If I put it on YouTube, I may, or Daily Motion, whichever one of the two, I may put the Janet Napolitano, Big Sis is watching you again, because that thing runs that scoop. That thing that's trampling free speech. Attacking Ann Coulter. I don't necessarily, listen to Ann Coulter or anything. I won't condemn her. I won't say negative things about her, because I hear she's pretty conservative. It's just I've never paid attention to them. So, we'll take another quick little break. Then we'll be back later. Okay, this is my third and possible final segment of the podcast number 9. And this is the story that I'm going to cover. French parties unify against Le Pen. This is deadly serious now. Of course. They don't like, they don't want nationalism. They want their globalist pro-UN plan. They want to go along with the world plan and do away with the countries and do away with the borders. And I'm all pro borders, whether it be pro borders in the United States or pro borders in Paris or France or pro borders in Europe, the UN, UK. And I'm very sleepy here, so if my words are jumbling, that's the reason. So I'm going to go ahead and read this article, and I'm going to make some final comments, and then I will close for this podcast. So Paris, and that's where it comes from. Not since World War II has the anti-immigrant far right been closer. Listen to how they're spinning this. Been closer to gaining power in France. With her second place finish on Sunday, in the first round of the presidential election, Marine Le Pen has dragged her National Front Party from the dark fringes of its first 40 years. But the remarkable accomplishment is so alarming to so many in France that as soon as the preliminary results were announced, at 8:01 p.m., virtually all of her major opponents in the 11-person race called for her defeat in the second round on May 7th. They implored their supporters to vote for the candidate projected to come out on top on Sunday, the centrist pro-European Union former economy minister Emmanuel Macron, a political novice and an outsider. The first round showing of Mr. Macron and Mrs. Le Pen, Ms. Le Pen, represented an earthquake as they effectively broke the French political establishment. On the right and the left, the two parties that have governed France for more than 50 years suffered a severe defeat. That is real good. You want to know what it means? It means globalism is dead in its tracks. People are tired of this globalist regime, and I have a feeling Macron, and we hope that he gets defeated because he's pro-EU. And EU is all a part of it as well. They have pushed aside in a wave of popular anger over the country's stagnant economy and shaky security. The rapid-fire endorsements for Mr. Macron come from across the political spectrum, represented by a dynamic that has always prevailed in France when the National front approaches executive power. The Cross Party, anti-far right alliance, the French call the Republican Front. The question now is whether the Front can hold this time as well. Miss Le Pen has oriented her appeal around what analysts and politicians call the undemonization of her party, the shredding of the rate of its racist and anti-Semitic Nazi nostalgic roots. This strategy has scored big results until last week of the campaign, when she turned even more sharply anti-immigrant. Her speeches were shaped around what she depicted as regaining France's sovereignty, breaking with the European Union, and restoring France's frontiers. But the undercurrent of prejudice still undergrides the National Front's fervent rallies. Anti-Muslim code still permeates her speeches, and a majority of French people in polls still say the party represents a threat to the country's democracy. Now, how is her party representing danger to their threat to their country's democracy? You want to know it's a threat to France's democracy? Those pro-Islamic idiots out there that don't realize that these people mean business. They want to dominate. They want to destroy the world. They want a caliphate. They want each and every one of us to bow to Mecca. They want you on your knees. They want your wife as a sex slave. They want your children as sex slaves. They want to rape your little boys, because that's a part of their crap too. And Le Pen is against all this stuff, and I have no cards in France. I have no even say. You can even tell me to hush. But I will voice my opinion as commenting on political events that are for our world, and in particular the United States, what my main podcast is about. But I will discuss things that involve the world too, because this Islamic domination of Europe is also coming to America. You can call me Islamophobe if you want to. I don't give a damn about your labels. I say what I want to say and don't care about damn labels. I give the labels a bird finger. I don't care about your radical Islam. I don't support it, and I will never support it. If you're a Muslim, like I say, and you want to get along with me, and you're moderate, and you're willing to accept other cultures, other people, whether you agree with them or not, that's fine, because I'm against all what radicals, and that includes radicals on the left. There's nothing radical about what she's saying. She's wanting to restore France. America needs to be restored too, and so be it. Yeah, I mean, I know it would, if I'll never do it, and I never would probably want it to anyway, but the only way it would affect me is if I wanted to move to France and I wanted to become a citizen, then I would have a problem with what she was saying. But in a way, I still wouldn't have a problem, because that's her right as her country and her people's right to decide who comes in and who doesn't. I mean, it's just like America here. We got the right to decide whether you come or not. I'm tired of hearing the panic, and you always see it. Every time you see a ICE truck, you have people panicking, and it's the Nazis all over again. ICE is only rounding them up to send them back to wherever they come from. It's not going to be like they're going to the gas chambers like the Nazis did. These people take this Nazism too far. But on one hand, you got to worry about communists. They're still around. I say Nazis are too, but communists is really, I mean, they were real close to getting a communist president in place named Hillary Clinton, who is just like Stalin. That's how close we were to getting a communist back in the White House. And you had one just 8 years with Obama. He was a Muslim too. He was a Muslim. He allowed Muslim Brotherhood here. I don't care whether he denies it or not, he was a Muslim. He calls himself a Christian all he wants to,
But he was a Muslim. He is a Muslim. So that being said, just look at the radical left and the New World Order and the globalists, the people who don't want you having a border, don't want you having language, don't want you having a culture, they don't want you having borders, language, nor culture. They just want us to be in this globalist wasteland. Well, I reject your globalist wasteland. And I hope many people in France do too, just like we did here in the United States. That's why we voted for Donald Trump. And yes, I'm going to say I am kind of disappointed with Trump on several levels, like in particular the giving the Pentagon the okay to just strike anytime they want to strike. That's from what I'm reading. It may be lies. You never know because it was fake media I read it from. I don't have any sources other than going on to the internet and reading news there. And then I comment on that news of what I read. From what I can tell, I'm not happy about that. But in a way, I guess we did send him to Washington to destroy ISIS. So he can say that he's doing his duty there. But we still wanted to stop all these useless wars. And if you give the Pentagon powers to just launch missiles and all this without even approval, on one hand, I can see the point. Their hands was totally tied under Obama. But on the other, I caution it. Because, I'm just not sure about that. I'm not sure I like it. And I don't blame him for North Korea. This little belly slapper's been flapping that belly like I've been saying for years. I've been hearing his name ever since his father died. So there you have it. That is podcast number 9. I hope you've enjoyed the conversations that I brought forth today. If not, you don't ever have to listen again, I guess. And my handles are APSR Music at Instagram, APFNS on Twitter. And be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel on YouTube, the Rock and Roll 100 FM. Just do a search on it, and it should come right up, and follow it. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again with another podcast soon. You say you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on the string. Never compromise. Thank you for listening to the APS show on rockandroll100fm.com. You've got to stand for something. 2017 All Rights Reserved.